My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Double organ action here. Started off with James Clark and a little ditty, originally called Wild Elephants, and you can find that off of the James Clark Sounds album. Small group and synthesizer, lighthearted rhythmic themes, each track containing a distinctive synthesized sound. And at that point, I don't think there's much noise graphics on that. You can also find it on the 1997 library music compilation by the British label Blow Up, called Exclusive Blend, Volume 2. And the ad agency tied to the fashion label The Gap, back in the time when The Gap used to mean something. You borrow that for a khaki campaign. Americans will call that khaki. So what happened is Wild Elephants became retitled and better known as Blow Up a Go-Go, fusing both of the influence parties with its medium-fast tempo and repetitive theme. In the background here, we have the German organist Klaus Wunderlich. This is his take on the Gershwin tune Summertime. I originally find it on the 1971 album The Golden Sound of Hammond. And Summertime has been sampled extensively thanks to its gurgling rhythm. And Summertime originally appeared in Gershwin's 1935 opera Porgy and Bess, taking its melody from an old Ukrainian lullaby, Oy Koditsun Kolovikon, A Dream Passes By the Windows. And Wunderlich was a popular organist to the point that he actually managed to sell 20 million records worldwide. He died of a heart attack in 1997, the same year that the Blow Up compilation came out. So good evening. This is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's, oh my goodness, it is finally summer, community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. You can find us on the web area at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'm staking out a spot by a patio near you until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So later on the show, we're going to have a little bit of a Neil Young look at C. We'll include fragments of the score to the 1996 Jim Jarmusch film, Dead Man. We'll also take a look at some of the music from a recent project, the National Parks Project. Actually, it's a film documentary utilizing a lot of Canadian musicians focusing on the 100-year anniversary, the centennial, as it were, of this Canadian wilderness. But let's get some new Canadian music out of the way here. And Hot Panda are a quartet out of Edmonton, taking their name from a local Chinese restaurant there. And food has been a strong element to them. If you also check their website, amongst the music, they have their list of great restaurants and places to eat throughout Canada. And they also have their own hot sauce for sale at concerts. Get ready for a little bit of spice this weekend, since they're slated to play the Catalano Street Festival here July 23. So, from their most recent album, How Come I'm Dead, here's Hot Panda with Mindlessness.
Oh, feeling so low. How could you get out? How could you get out? Parts unknown. Where did the feeling go? I got it back when the plane touched down. I was over. I was over. Overwhelmed. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Got the frozen light. I'm never going back there. It was a lie, a lie. Believe it is so. It is so.
Montreal, that was Handsome Furs with Repatriated off this year's album, Sound Capital Vitakai. You can find that through Sub Pop. And Handsome Furs consists of Dan Beckner of Wolf Parade, along with his wife, writer Alexi Perry. And Sound Capital just came out a few weeks ago, reportedly inspired by 1980s Eastern European industrial and darkwave music, which is sort of fittingly, since this is the first album that Handsome Furs recorded purely on keyboards. Listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. I know I mentioned one thing happening on Saturday, but July 23rd also has this going on.
C CITR is partnering with Beetroot and Winnie Cooper to present The Humans, Young Liars, and Peelies.
The party is going down at the Astoria on Saturday, July 23rd, featuring Winnie Cooper, DJs Tristan Orchard, Wobangs, and Christian Flores. Doors open at 9 p.m., cover only $12.
You can feel it in your feet.
Yet another fantastic production, sponsored in part by this very radio station. Here's a mini set devoted right now to the New York label Dovecote. Dovecote being the name for the little concrete, the old school barrier where they actually used to store pigeons before they were homing devices. First up here is Hardmix, and it's the alias of Greenville, South Carolina producer Noah Smith. The debut album for Hardmix is called Defaults, and it's available through download for free. Although you have to do some liking first on Facebook through that Dovecote Records. This song actually didn't make that album, but it was uploaded around the same time, just to give maybe a little bit of one of those non-album singles. But it's high quality, and it should definitely give a marked indication of what you'll hear on Defaults. So here's Hardmix with Callers.
Oh,
from Pittsburgh. That was Wise of Blood, two words in the song. There was Street Sirens, but just drop all the vowels there. STRTSRNS. And you can find that off the Plus EP, and that's also through Dovecoat, same place as we hard mix, as we heard before with Callers. Wise Blood's the alias of Christopher Loffman, originally from Houston, Texas. And hopefully it's easy for you to find Wise Blood as that, because there's also the great J.G. Thirlwell side project, Roly Romozian. Use Wise Blood, that one word. So keep that in mind if you're looking for Wise Blood. Two words will get you dream pop. One word will get you psychosexual industrial music. And, both different types of fun. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. This is CITR Vancouver here. And let's go over to East Van via Montreal via Taiwan, which is where Alex Zhang Hung Tai started from, and here he is now. He records his guitar loop music as the alias Dirty Beaches, and he's been able to translate his lo-fi rockabilly blurbs to quite some success at this point, since he is currently hitting the European festival circuit, thanks to the strength of his debut album called Badlands. So, from Badlands, here's Dirty Beaches with Sweet 17.
Just hold on.
is the Pack AD with They Know Me, and that's off last year's album We Kill Computers. And Maya Miller and Becky Black have been working on the follow-up album with the same producer, and that'd be Jim Diamond, who's worked in the past with the Dirt Bombs and the White Stripes. So mark September 13th down on your calendar, since the Pack AD's new album Unpersons will be out through the fabulous Mint Records, so expect some concerts to be happening around that time. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies.
This is Sasha Bilott, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
trio of Austin Girls will be opening up for Memory Tapes tonight at the Electric Owl on 928 Main. And that was a sleepover hyphenated with an infinity symbol there, or the sideways eight. And we just heard is the A-side to a recent 7-inch Through the Hippos in Tanks label. And that was called Casual Diamond. This is Exploding Head Movies on GAC. This is CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Shaw Cable, 88.5 in stereo.
Stereo.
And we're on the web, www.citr.ca. Like it or not. We are going to now go to Abbotsford, B.C., although with a little bit of a stop to Mount Cheam in the Fraser Valley. So, Teen Days, alias of one of our fantastic peoples here, have recorded a new EP called Silent Planet, and that's due next month through the Waga label. And Teen Days took inspiration from a couple mountainous areas, so Mount Cheam itself in the Fraser Valley, and then on an old trip to the Swiss Alps when he lived in a village there, and he was reading a C.S. Lewis book called Out of the Silent Planet. Now, he was playing in town already. He was at the Waldorf this past Saturday along with CFCF and Babe Rainbow, but he is still in town for a bit. He will be opening up the second show for TV on the Radio. I think it's the sold-out one on Thursday at the Commodore. And if you're heading down to Seattle this weekend for the Capitol Hill Block Party, he will be performing there. So, from the A Silent Planet EP, this is Teen Days with The Harvest. Technical difficulty there, because I think what we just heard was the same song twice. Something's been misbehaving here. Let's just hop over to the next thing that we had queued up here, and this I'll fill you a little bit more later. This is the Black Devo Disco Club, and off the 2011 album Circus, this is Stay Insane. So that was the Black Devil Disco Club, and that was Stay Insane. And the Black Devil Disco Club originally started in 1978, electronic disco music project created by Bernard Favre and funded by Jackie Giordano under aliases, and they released an obscure EP at the time called Disco Club. So at the time, they're more like Black Devil. It became a cult favorite, definitely traded for a while, and became even more so when one of the folks at Aphex Twin's Reflex label found it at a yard sale, loved it, and began the process to re-release it in 2004. And Favre, upon hearing about the popularity of it, returned back to music, and he's been putting out singles and albums steadily since 2006. And Circus features guest appearances by a wide array of people, including John Spencer, Nancy Sinatra, Afrika Bambaataa, and members from Yacht, The Horrors, and Cosmetics. So, hey, remember Sleepover when I talked about them earlier? Ah, here's the actual song. So again, they are opening for Memory Tapes at the Electric Owl tonight. So yeah, here is Casual Diamond. It's not as ambient as the Teen Days song.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
I like Marian and Hans Close's Misery Hours. He lent me a Penderecki CD last week, although I left it at home, so I have to return it to him. Maybe, hopefully, this coming Wednesday. If not, well, there'll be other times, but a great bit of Polish music there. And, yes, this is Exploding Head Movies, and what have I done? My word. Let's talk about Diggable Planets, but not to the point of what they were, but what's come out of it. They were that jazz hip-hop group out of Brooklyn that had that slinky, brassy song, Cool Like That. They're Cool Like That back in 1993. They had broken up and reunited once since then, but one of the members, Ishmael Butterfly Butler, he drifted into a bit of funk in Cherrywine before heading off to Seattle, and he went back into rap. But he joined a collective called Shabazz Palaces, and the music behind this is great. Their debut album, Black Up, is now out through Sub Pop, and they had a definite performance there at the Pitchfork Festival in Chicago, much like someone else I'll be talking about soon. But yeah, they'll be at Bumbershoot this year. So the best part, too, is their titles. If you have a favorite one, you're going to be screaming them for a while because they're quite long. So from Black Up, here's Shabazz Palaces with an echo from the hosts that profess infinitum.
Pinups in a shade of promise. All that diamond dust blowing up your hopes. Flamboyant obstacles, oh, deals made too cold. Wow. What is truth? Shots at all these soft niggas, huh? Ideas in decline. Rise of the lost. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, here we stand. Slave to networks, master plans. Swags the brand, open a can. Chains off still, y'all never ran. I brag, I boast, I kill, I coast. I toast to cake and crime. Doing the most, a stronger dose, a king at leisure time. So your grace of mine. Dope is laced, fantasticized. Gang signs poised to hang them high. Swindle, oh yeah, that's my guy. The forecast heat with chance to blast. Hustle though, sure don't seem fast. My kiss, my list, my dreams, my stats. Certain things need not be asked.
Sudan wanna quarquan.
Shimar Sudan wanna quarquan.
Nube jabe wanna quarquan. You know, slow down, wanna go or quen.
I'm gonna go.
closers from this past weekend's Vancouver Folk Festival. Emmanuel Jha, the former Sudanese child soldier. Probably heard Darfur referred there a couple times in his native language. And that's a remix of the title track from last year's Quar EP. And the remix here is done by Olaf Dreyer, the other half of Swedish act The Knife. That is Fever Ray. Hopefully, if you didn't brave the random weather and hand-drumming hippies this past weekend, you maybe listened to the festival on this very station, CITR, since we're broadcasting live a few times during Saturday. It's a shame some of the other highly anticipated acts weren't permitted to enter Canada. There's definitely some absences there, including the fantastic Zurg Ensemble Ordo Sakhna, although right now it looks like they're slated to be on the Mission Folk Festival, but who knows what's happening with the paperwork. There's the unfortunate absence of the Melanese group Tanariwen, who were supposed to close Sunday, but apparently they were involved with the Civil War at one point. And that was a strike against them. And then one other thing that was impacted was Margot O'Kane. And somehow his band got through, but not him. And I don't know if you caught Folk Oasis last week, as Val had a great interview with him as he talks about his music playing on the subways in New York and catching trains all the time. And yeah, you should definitely try to find some music from him. And if you missed that show, I threw it up on the podcast there, so you can always just catch up that way through iTunes itself or www.citr.ca. It's 8:30 here, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. One artist who will be coming to town soon, but not until October, but pre-sales tickets became available. And this is the Melbourne Australian trio Copy. They had played the Pitchfork Festival this past weekend in Chicago. Apparently it went fantastic. And yeah, if you are keeping in mind when they'll be in town, Friday, October 7th at the Vogue, they'll be joined by Washed Out and Midnight Magic. So that sounds like it should be an epic show. So we're listening to a couple cuts here. We're going to listen to an older remix for a fellow label mate on Modular Records shortly. But first off, their latest album, Zonoscope. Here's Cut Copy with Where I'm Going. We'll be right back. round. This is the Presets. Girl in the Sea, the Rees remix by Cut Copy. You can find it on the Resets B-Sides remix compilation through Modular Records. And Cut Copy, coming to town October 7th at the Vogue Theater, joined by Washed Out and Midnight Magic. Listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And coming up next, it's a recent little bit of Canadiana here in the form of the National Parks Project. And this is something that's celebrating the centennial of Canada's national parks. And what happened is that there was a little bit of an art thing going on. 13 filmmakers were joined by 3 musicians per filmmaker, and they went to 13 of the National Parks of Canada, one for each province and territory. And they did some work there. They made some films of what they saw around the park, and they made some music based on what they saw. So what we're going to do is listen to a couple tracks here. And the first one is going to be devoted to Prince Albert National Park in wonderful Saskatchewan. And a little bit of boreal forest, which, you know, a lot of people don't associate with Saskatchewan itself. So we have Mathieu Charbonneau, and he is a pianist. And then we have André Ethier, and then cellist Rebecca Froome. So here they are off the National Parks Project, and this is called Height of Land. Thank you. Mishka Stein, representing Kluane National Park in Yukon, and that was Mishka solo on the ice fields. And both those tracks that we heard come from the National Parks Project soundtrack, and you find that through Last Gang Records, and there's some affiliation with AUX, the label, as well, too. So stick around. We have some Neil Young here to help close off the next 15 minutes. But for those of you who need something to do on a Thursday, why not get a little Neil, get Sonic Youth action here.
July 21st at the Rickshaw, it's Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile and the Violators. Sonic Youth's Thurston Moore is on tour to support his latest solo release, Demolish Thoughts, while Kurt Vile and the Violators will be playing plenty of tunes from the acclaimed Smoke Ring for My Halo. Special guest Hush Arbors will warm up the stage. This is a licensed all-ages show. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9.
Perfect lights are backwards.
Advanced tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. That's Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile and the Violators, Thursday, July 21st at the Rickshaw Theater.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And here's Neil Young.
This one's for you, honey.
Thank you.
right. There was Neil Young joined by the International Harvesters, and that is a song in tribute to his daughter, Amber Jean. And you can find that on A Treasure, which is a compilation featuring a lot of the recordings that Neil Young had done when he was touring the U.S. through 1984 and 1985 with that wonderful sort of international band there. And Neil Young will be consisting our little profile here as we focus on the Dead Man soundtrack, of which we are currently listening to a lot of ambient noise from it. The 1995 film directed by Jim Jarmusch, starring Johnny Depp as William Blake, not the poet, but an unfortunately named accountant heading out west, and a whole bunch of Blood Meridian type stuff happens to him as things go horrifically wrong along the way there. And Neil Young did a little bit of an anachronistic recording for it, since a lot of background noise is included a driving car, despite the fact that the entire plot is set in the 19th century. But, yeah, Jarmusch gave a rough track, a rough edit of the film, and then it was just Neil Young improvising, mostly electric guitar, doing a little acoustic guitar, some piano and organ, and then the rest of the soundtrack is accompanied by Johnny Depp reading poetry of the poet William Blake here. So let's listen to a few longer cues here. We're only going to listen to two here, but it's going to take up a good chunk of the show here. So, here's Neil Young from Dead Man. This is guitar solo number one. Thank you.
to speak through it. And your poetry will now be written with blood.
Tradition that the world will be consumed in fire at the end of 6,000 years is true, as I've heard from hell. The whole creation will be consumed and appear infinite and holy, whereas it now appears finite and corrupt. This will come to pass by an improvement of sensual enjoyment. But the first notion that man has a body distinct from his soul is to be expunged. This I shall do by printing in the infernal method, by corrosives, which in hell are salutary and medicinal, melting apparent surfaces away and displaying the infinite which is hid. If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is, infinite, for man has closed himself up. Till he sees all things through narrow chinks of his cavern.
Background, we have Neil Young featuring a little bit of dialogue from Johnny Depp, and then Gary Farmer as the Native American named Nobody, and that was Do You Know How to Use This Weapon. And both those tracks appeared off of the Dead Man soundtrack through Vapor Records, and Dead Man didn't really do that well when it came out in the box office, but it's definitely picked up a cult following since then. Of course, that's what you expect when you have Crispin Glover on board, Robert Mitchum, John Hurt, Gabriel Byrne, Iggy Pop as a cross-dressing fur trader, and then Alfred Molina. So that's about it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few hot minutes, just a one hot minute jazz show, Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock, and that will close the CITR broadcasting day for Monday. You can always catch up on this episode and past episodes via the CITR's website, citr.ca. You can also go to iTunes, search for CITR there. Look for Exploding Head Movies. You can look for Exploding Head Movies on Facebook. Things are everywhere. So, next week, I think I'm well overdue on a little bit of a Bernard Herrmann look. And but we'll sort of go from there, because at this point I have about like 20 soundtracks to listen through, and I think my eyes are going to require a lot more time, and then my ears, yeah. Well, there's always time to listen to soundtracks there easily. So, we'll close off here with a Neil Young cover. This is The Great Lake Swimmers, and this appears on the Borrowed Tunes Volume 2 album. So here's Don't Cry No Tears. Enjoy yourselves, Vancouver. Rumor has it, we have a little bit of summer finally.
One, two, three.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable. There I go again. It's FM 101.9, cable 88.5 on Shaw, or on your friendly computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for the